This is the Seabed Daily Text. Why the average person doesn't hear from the Holy Spirit. Acts 10:17-23. While Peter was wondering about the meaning of the vision, the men sent by Cornelius found out where Simon's house was and stopped at the gate. They called out, asking if Simon, who was known as Peter, was staying there. While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Simon, 3 men are looking for you, so get up and go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them." Peter went down and said to the men, "I am the one you're looking for. Why have you come?" The men replied, "We have come from Cornelius the centurion. He is a righteous and God-fearing man who is respected by all the Jewish people. A holy angel told him to ask you to come to his house so that he could hear what you have to say." Then Peter invited the men into the house to be his guests. Consider this. Seems like the one described in today's daily text should cause us to ask the question, why isn't this kind of Holy Spirit guidance more of the norm for today's Christians and local churches? I have a theory on that. People who aren't living life in the big framework of the gospel don't recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit. And as a consequence, they would not perceive a small assignment that might come their way. Another way of thinking about the big framework of the gospel is in the military concept of commander's intent. Here's a definition I found from the Harvard Business Review. Commander's intent describes how the commander envisions the battlefield at the conclusion of the mission. It shows what success looks like. Commander's intent fully recognizes the chaos, lack of a complete information picture, changes in enemy situation, and other relevant factors that may make a plan either completely or partially obsolete when it is executed. The role of commander's intent is to empower subordinates and guide their initiative and improvisation as they adapt the plan to the changed battlefield environment. Commander's intent empowers initiative, improvisation, and adaptation by providing guidance of what a successful conclusion looks like. Commander's intent is vital in chaotic, demanding, and dynamic environments. That's the end of the definition. One of the main reasons most people have no concept of receiving a small assignment from the Holy Spirit is that they do not have a clear sense of the commander's intent. So what is the commander's intent for the followers of Jesus? I'm glad you asked. He made it very clear just prior to his ascension into heaven. Acts 1:8. "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Here's my question to myself. Am I consciously aware of these 33 words today? My lawyer is telling me not to answer that question. Seriously, I live on a day-to-day basis with a general sense of commander's intent. In my professional judgment, that simply will not cut it. I must have a crystal clear matter of life and death focus and even fixation on commander's intent. It makes me think of Bill Johnson, a dear friend of mine, who lives with a focus on our commander's intent like no one I've ever seen. As a result, he has had some of the most refined assignments from the Holy Spirit of anyone I know. He is focused. So here's what I'm going to do. When I get back home, I'm going to get a dry erase marker and write our commander's intent on the mirror in my bathroom. Acts 1:8. Maybe I'll get carried away and write it on all the bathroom mirrors in the house. Will you join me in this? Let's do a little Holy Spirit experiment and see what happens. The prayer. Come, Holy Spirit. The question. What particular scriptures come to mind for you that might capture the commander's intent? For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.